Okay, our friends. So because it is Mother's Day, and because I am a mother, I get to celebrate. And I'm going to celebrate by reading a story. And it is called I Love You, Mommy. This is a little golden book, and it is a classic. It was written by Edie Evans, and it's illustrated by Rusty Fletcher. And it's read today by Mommy and
Filipino Mamacito.
Filipino Mamacito? What do?
Yeah.
You're a goof. Oh, I'm so lucky. Okay, so here we go, my friends. When we open the book, we see a mommy, and she's got two little kiddos, and it says, "My mommy always finds a way to make me feel special every day, 'cause she's fun and caring, too. I love everything we do." Aw, yay. "We sometimes go to the street fair to see the neat attractions there. Maybe we'll eat hot dogs on sticks and see a magician doing tricks."
Yay!
That's always fun, huh? I love going to the fair. "At the stadium, we clap and cheer for the baseball players every year. Together, we love to stand and shout, 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out!" We do like to go to baseball games, don't we?
Take me to the ball game.
Yeah, take me out to the ball game. "When lightning comes and raindrops fall, we stay indoors and have a ball. We bake bread, then eat it warm and forget about the thunderstorm."
Yay.
Which sounds wonderful to me. Fresh baked bread, yes please. "The museum I like best of all is filled with dinosaurs big and tall. Mommy takes me all..."
I should say big and small because... Do any of you guys know what the company is?
Yeah, some of them are small, huh?
Baby Triceratops?
Mm-hmm. Baby dinosaurs existed, yeah.
They
were small.
They're probably the size of that pillow over there.
Do you think? Well, I guess the person who wrote this thought that big and tall was fine too. "Mommy takes me all around to see the bones found in the ground." In the picture, we can see the little girls doing a dino dig, right? She's excavating. "Quiet time inside is nice. We play a game, and sometimes twice. Or make puppets from old socks Mommy keeps in a homemade box." Yes to the mommies who are crafty mommies. "Basketball is my favorite sport. I shoot and dribble down the court. Mom's the coach, and she helps me to be the best that I can be." So if you are into sports, we can always count on mommies to help us get better at them, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. "Everything we do and see becomes a treasured memory."
Wouldn't it be cool if your mom had long legs so that she could reach the top shelf of your toy shelf, which is really tall, and you have to use a ladder?
Mm.
But the ladder broke.
Oh.
And your mom has her really long legs and she can just...
Well, that's kind of the cool thing about moms is they are taller than their kids, usually.
But dads are even taller than...
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Well, sometimes the moms are bigger.
Yeah, sometimes the moms are taller. It just all depends. Every family is different. But what's interesting to note here is what it says on the last page. "Everything we do and see becomes a treasured memory. I love you, Mommy, and this is true. The greatest gift is a hug from you." Have you ever noticed how having a hug from Mom feels better than it does from anyone else?
Moms and Dad hugs are the greatest.
They are the greatest. And I think it's because mommies know. Mommies are...
They read your mind and they say, oh, you want a hug right now. Okay, here you go.
Yep. Mommies have a special connection with their little ones, don't they? And we're so grateful that we are mothers. So from one mother to all the other mothers, well done, ladies. And also from one mother who is grateful to have my little one, I would like to say thank you for making me a mommy. And I'm so proud of you. And I love you so very much.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.